Listening to the mainstream. And of course, that was This Is Laura Lee's I Can't Fall from the Hollow Boy album, kicking off our hour. And a few fun facts about this new release. It's actually a collection of 10 re-recorded songs that span between 2014 and 2021. The songs hold personal meaning for the band, and it should be considered a sister record to Box for Buddy, Box for Star. Not a greatest hits, but a reframing as well. It's a fun way to get into this hour, and of course, I'm glad to have you here. I'm Brett Mabee, your host through these sonic explorations, and allow me this quick opportunity to welcome you for an hour of fun and engaging listening. We're going to hear from an album that I have on repeat quite a bit. It's a live compilation from the Fat White Family, one of London's most irreverent bands. We'll also be hearing from Handsome Tiger, a new one to get into the rotation, from Inuit and Mohawk singer-songwriter Beatrice Deer. This is perhaps my favorite track of hers to date, and that's saying a lot because I've been a fan for a long time. More immediately, we're going to kick things off on somewhat of a bluesy note with Pomo artist Paul Stewart, one from Omar and the Howlers. But first, we're heading to a land down under with the amazing and incomparable Emma Donovan. I absolutely love this track. It's Do I Need You? A reimagining of Ann Peebles' 1974 soul classic, released in December. Turn it up with this sneak peek of her 2026 album. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with you in just a few today on the mainstream.
I've been unhappy all my life. Seems like all I do is sacrifice. The love you wanna give. Need something in my life.
Hi, this is Olivier Loridan of Châteauroux in France, and you're listening Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.
Stewart's Send My Baby Back, bringing that block to an end on the mainstream. We also heard Omar and the Howlers with a career-spanning retrospective entitled It Came from the Swamp, originally released in 2000, but again, one of the standouts from this new compilation, that was When Sugar Cane Was King, also in that bluesy set. And again, it was Emma Donovan's Do I Need You, a sneak peek of her forthcoming album that we got into the rotation for the first time. I love to hear from listeners, so I want to hear all about your enjoyment of these songs. And there are a couple of ways we can stay in touch. There is a chat feature on the newly redesigned mainstreamradio.net website, but you're also welcome to send me an email at Brett, that's B-R-E-T-T, at mainstreamradio.net. And you should keep that email address on hand, particularly if you're a singer-songwriter. While I love finding new music, even more, I'm overjoyed when great new music finds me. So send me your professionally recorded tracks, once again, to Brett at mainstreamradio.net, or if you prefer to send physical media, there are details on the full website as to how you can send them to the P.O. Box. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Before the hour's through, we're going to hear from Salish singer-songwriter Russell Wallace. Also, and looking ahead, Wolf Castle, Lakota TikTok sensation Stella Standing Bear. But as I was mentioning in the opener, this track comes from a live album that I have on repeat quite a bit. It's called Conk If You're Lonely, The Fat White Family. And again, it was recorded live at Conk Studios in London. There are a number of songs that I like on the release, but this might be one of the more radio-friendly selections. It's Hits, 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 helping to wind down the first half today on the mainstream.
Without. This is Whitney Tai of Los Angeles, and you're listening to Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.